Undercover Carson, Secret Agent. Operation Death Ray, an assignment in Rio.
Another of our scientists was dead. Martin Schroeder, killed under suspicious circumstances in Sao Paulo 3 days before we got wind of it. Yet Faye Corelli and Hetty Fitzhenry obviously knew there was something happening there, and so they slipped away from Rio ahead of us. But it was certain that all was not over yet in Sao Paulo, and more especially at a night spot called the Golden Eagle. Here I encountered Hetty and Faye in strangely offensive moods. Yet I was hardly back in the flat Sir Giles Davenport kept in Sao Paulo than both phoned to apologize. Faye apologized in no uncertain fashion towards midnight when we drove to the rim of the city. But the blissful interlude was shattered by the arrival of Senor Aliana, owner of the White Tulip Cabaret in Rio, and one of Faye's most ardent fans. Sir Giles was dismayed when I told him about it all next morning.
You were robbed, you say, Carson?
So, sir. First of the divine Faye, then of my pipes.
Pipes? Why the deuce should this Rigliano fellow want them?
Well, he knew how effective they could be in a tight corner, then.
Upon my soul, Carson, had I known you were in all that bother, I would certainly have been pacing the floor. Angelo should have trailed you last night.
Oh, but he wasn't here.
True.
Where is he, sir?
Still out, old fellow, communing with relatives, doing his best to find something further on this Martin Schroeder and so forth. But don't go steering me off the main point.
Main point, sir?
What happened last night?
As I said, sir, I was robbed.
You're being incredibly nonchalant about it all.
I don't know why. Rather value those pipes. Afghan job, musical box, pistol.
Yes. No need for an inventory. What of your dancer friend?
Rigliana drove her off. Little else she could do but go along.
Anything could have happened to her, I suppose.
Oh, Sir Giles, you say that without any feeling whatsoever.
Well, if it comes to that, Carson, you seem rather unconcerned.
Rigliana's stuck on the young lady. I feel certain she won't come to any great harm. Besides, she didn't seem worried at being forced to go off with him at gunpoint.
No?
Exasperated more than anything.
Well, what do you make of that?
She'll be able to handle him.
Hmm.
Well, I'm somewhat annoyed. I had quite a walk before I picked up a taxi.
In a sense, old chap, it serves you jolly well right. You seem to be in far too much of a hurry to rush out into the moonlight with the young lady.
It was worth it, perhaps.
But was it worth anything to our major purpose?
Well, not a great deal.
There you are. No inkling of why the Golden Eagle is so important, I suppose?
None. Except Faye seems desperately anxious that I should not put in another appearance there.
Then it's all too clear, my boy. Everyone's waiting for something to break there.
So, sir.
But to get back to this Rigliana.
Oh, yes, he owns the White Tulip. I had a brush with him before we left.
Yes, and you keep calling him a frustrated Romeo.
So, sir.
But is he?
We've got all the signs.
But they might all be cloaking something much more dangerous. I'm not entirely satisfied as yet about our friend Rigliana.
Then I'll say this much, Sir Giles. He could be more than just a passing nuisance in Operation Death Ray.
I'm glad we are agreed upon that.
Yes.
Now, who could that be?
Angelo?
But it's only 9. He said it'd be somewhat later before he phoned.
I have an idea. It might be Hetty.
Oh, yes, of course. She said she was going to keep on your trail. You answer it like a good fellow. These women, you know.
Right, sir. Carson?
I get you first.
Oh, Faye, how are you?
Wonderful.
Yeah, but last night...
Oui, carry on. I twist him round my little finger.
You did, eh?
Oui. He's soon seen her down.
Well, I haven't.
Oh, Monsieur Bruce, it is a terrible thing to leave you like that. After so beautiful a night we were having, I am most angry with Senor Aliana. He takes things much too far.
Sir, especially when it comes to souveniring my pipes.
But they are safe.
They are?
I have them.
How so?
I persuade Aliana to give them to me.
Oh, that's a relief.
Oh, but you not get them unless you are a good boy.
No.
You must promise that you will not come to the Golden Eagle tonight.
Promise that I won't get...
Oui. Otherwise, you not get the pie.
Oh, now, Phil.
I not listen to arguing. If you come, you cause the trouble, perhaps. Promise? Or I throw the pipes into the river.
Looks like I have to promise.
I see you get them back tomorrow.
But hold on. Where will they be in the meantime?
I'll look after them somewhere.
All right, but don't start meddling with them.
Of course, no, Monsieur Bruce. Once when they made it, the arrow, it jumps from under the pipe and goes into your arm.
And I wouldn't want it to be your arm or anyone else's. But where can I get in touch with you?
I keep that secret.
Oh, but fair.
No. And do not forget, keep away from the golden eagles, or the pipes, they never come back to you. Goodbye, Monsieur Bruce.
Faye. She hung up.
Yes, and I gather, old fellow, that she's more or less blackmailing you into keeping away from the night spot this evening.
Yeah, it certainly is.
Something must be going on there.
Well, sir, I'll have another shot at finding out. I'll ring Hetty. We'll have coffee or something this morning. I'll see if the FitzHenry section of the opposition can be probed, bribed, or what have you. Otherwise, we're a long way back in the hunt. I phoned Hetty at her hotel and made arrangements to meet at 11. Meanwhile, there was nothing further from Angela. Sao Paulo wasn't proving a happy hunting ground. And while we were here, what was happening in Rio? What of the mysterious Helena Jansen? What of my former school chum, Deauville? That started me thinking about Sally Bruin. I found myself resenting more than ever Deauville's advances to her. But Hetty brought me back to earth. We settled down in a quiet corner of a lounge.
Now, Carson, you old son of a gun, this is the first stage in my act of apology. I was downright savage to you last night at the Golden Eagle.
Well, as I said on the phone when you rang later last night, it had me wondering. Oh,
the FitzHenrys have always been notorious for getting things cockeyed. And I thought you'd run out on me.
Oh, nonsense, Hetty. I left Rio on a business mission.
Oh, sure. And I'll forgive you for not contacting me first.
Well, it was rather hurried.
Let's bypass the excuses, huh?
Well, please yourself.
But you're in Sao Paulo on further business for that meat importing outfit.
So, we've an agency here.
And I guess it gave you quite a jolt to find me holding up in the corner of the Golden Eagle.
It certainly did.
Well, I've been trying to forget. But a gal would need to be a superwoman to forget a Carson.
Oh, now, Hetty.
Well, that's the way you got me, brother.
But isn't a nightclub a rather unusual place to be going to do your sketching?
I don't figure so. Especially when you consider what goes on at the Golden Eagle.
Mm-hmm. And what does go on?
Well, you saw the floor show last night.
So?
Well, you saw all those Aztec costumes.
Of course. Magnificent.
With all the feathers? Oh, brother, they're really a subject to interest a bird painter. And I guess they ought to interest a bird watcher.
Oh, indeed they do, but I was so shocked by your attitude last night that I wasn't able to study them in great detail. I'm very much looking forward to going there with you.
Sorry, Bruce.
Oh, what's this?
I've had the place.
Well, you mean you're not going back?
No, thanks.
Oh, my dear.
No, let's go someplace else.
But I'm told the Golden Eagle's the pick spot in town.
Oh, honey, why worry about surroundings? I'd just as soon be here with you in a corner of an empty lounge.
Oh, but Hetty, I'm keen to go back there.
Oh, honey.
It appealed to me.
Well, we'll go someplace else, like I said.
Oh, well, all right. Well, what time tonight?
Well, here I go letting you down again. I'm afraid I can't make it tonight. Not until tomorrow.
Arrival, eh?
Oh, no, just a prior appointment. But, Bruce, let's forget about the Golden Eagle. It's not too early to have a drink, is it?
Never, my dear.
Then, be a honey and press that button. I'm never going to be sore at you again.
Ah, you're a sweet soul, Hetty. Heart rules your head. But let's just reach over to the button. The trouble was that friend Hetty's head most definitely ruled her heart. Here was a second lady friend most anxious to keep self away from the Golden Eagle. She had a prior appointment, eh? Well, I was willing to bet my remaining pipes that she'd be in that very spot that night. And I was somewhat anxious about those pipes. But nothing could be done, so I strolled back to the Davenport flat. Sir Giles had heard from Angelo.
Well, Angelo hasn't been idle, Carson.
Then what is it about the Golden Eagle? Hetty gave away nothing.
That's not clear as yet.
Yeah.
Angelo is hoping to get something more in the very near future. For the moment, he's furnished us with quite an interesting morsel. This Martin Schroeder was killed under circumstances that seem strange to us.
So. He fell asleep at the wheel and crashed the car.
It would appear that he deliberately crashed it.
Well, you mean suicide?
Yes, I fear so.
But, sir, why?
He was employed as an analyst of some sort in the coffee industry. It's really big business hereabouts.
So.
Well, for quite some time, he's been in an extremely depressed state, even afraid.
Well, how do we know this?
Well, Angelo's been in touch with his wife.
Ah, good for Angelo.
She's also afraid. She says that Charco's behind it all.
Charco again, eh?
Yes, Charco. The evil genius.
Yes. But go on, sir.
Well, on the evening of his death, he came home in a great state. He seemed a little mental. Went around calling himself Judas.
Judas?
Yes. Said he'd betrayed mankind for a sum of silver and gold.
Sir Giles, just a minute. Could it be that he sold his information to Charco, then regretted it, knowing that Charco was planning to use this death ray for purposes of destruction?
That's precisely what Angelo gathered. In his shame and bewilderment, Martin Schroeder took his own life.
What a monster this Charco is.
Yes, and what a monstrous weapon is falling into his hands bit by bit.
Yes, sir. It's frightening.
I'll take it. Hello?
Excellency?
Yes? Yes, Angelo, old fellow?
We have discovered more, Excellency. Tonight, at a place called the Golden Eagle, amongst those present will be the man, Charco.
Charco? Tonight? At the Golden Eagle?
Indeed.
Hear that, Carson?
So, Sir Giles. And now we know why it's such a center of attraction. Howsoever, the point is, how are we going to manage to be present? There it was. I knew there'd be somewhat violent consequences if I tried to get into the Golden Eagle again. But I had to be there, because if Charco was going to be present, then it had some vital connection with Operation Death Ray.